This is episode 2385 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley. Welcome to day three of our series. This week, our theme is managing conflict. How are you doing? How is your challenge coming along? Every week, you have a challenge, which I encourage you to do every single day. This week, your challenge is to ask for help. Think about who you might ask for help. It might come up organically as you go throughout your day to where you need some help. So you reach out and ask someone for help. But make sure that at the end of the day, you have asked at least one person to help you with something. This can restore your faith in humanity. Now, you might be declined help, and that's okay. But you might find that if you ask somebody again for help, they're likely to help you. I heard from a fellow meditator, Kevin from Wyoming. Kevin reached out to say that there's someone he works with who rarely helps him set up and open up the place where he works in the mornings. So as he's on this quest, he asked this colleague, this coworker, to help him out to open up the store. And he shares, "My colleague happily helped me open up the store, and he told me that he would always have been helping me do this, but he thought that I enjoyed doing it on my own." So you never quite know what you'll find out when you ask someone to help you. And that's really the whole purpose of this week's quest. I want to share with you a quote by the popular author Brené Brown. She says, "I define connection as the energy that exists between people when they feel seen, heard, and valued, when they can give and receive without judgment, and when they derive sustenance and strength from the relationship." So as you consider the kind of conflict you're managing this week, think about how connecting with others can help you overcome and manage this conflict. Asking others for help can help you to feel valued, even if you don't completely manage the conflict. When you know that you have some support, it makes a big difference in how you feel about the conflict. It makes it more tolerable. In today's episode, you're going to be guided as you do a breathing technique. And this is a breathing technique that is going to help you calm your vagus nerve. Your vagus nerve is a nerve that helps you manage stress. It runs from your brainstem through the center of your torso, impacting many of your major organs, including your heart and your lungs and your digestive system. It ends there in your digestive system. And when you tone this nerve, you're better able to manage stress. One way to tone the nerve is by doing breathing techniques. The breathing technique for today has you inhaling and exhaling through your nose. As you exhale, you'll draw out the exhale a little bit longer than your inhale. So we'll do this to the count of 5, 7, and 9. But make sure you do it to a count that's comfortable for you. You might find that holding your breath for 7 counts is too long, or that it's hard to exhale for the count of 9. So again, just breathe at your own pace, but draw your exhale out a little longer than your inhale. Before I guide you in the breathing technique, I want to thank our sponsor, Mindful and Modern. Many of you ask me, what my personal favorite meditation cushion is. It's one of the most commonly asked questions that I receive. And I am happy to say that I do have a favorite cushion. I've tried many over the years, and Mindful and Modern is my favorite. The company is a group of three meditators that met in Thailand. They're daily dedicated meditators, and they wanted to get their meditation cushion right. So they focus just on meditation cushions. They have a few other meditation related products, but their main product is this cushion. And it's a rectangular cushion that pads your ankles and your knees when you're seated on the floor. And then I use a round buckwheat hole filled cushion that is all sustainable to sit on. And even if you sit in a chair or on your bed, I encourage you always to use a cushion, because this is going to keep your spine neutral and aligned. It's really important to keep a straight spine when you meditate. It helps you to focus and stay alert. When you sit on a cushion, it rolls your hips forward, and this allows you to keep your spine nice and neutral. When your body is relaxed, your mind can focus. That's why it's so important to make sure your body is comfortable when you meditate. It starts out your meditation beautifully, and it allows you to go more deeply into meditation. So take some time to make sure you're comfortable. If you'd like to try out one of Mindful and Modern's beautiful, sustainably sourced, comfortable cushions, they're offering a 15% discount off your entire order if you enter the code MEDITATEDAILY. So you can go to mindfulandmodern.com. That's MINDFUL, Mindful, and Modern, MODERN.com/MEDITATEDAILY. So now I invite you to settle yourself down to meditate. As you close your eyes, gently elevate them upward. This keeps your thoughts uplifted as you meditate. Notice the kind of mood you're in right now, honoring your emotions. Notice where you might hold any tension in your body. As you inhale, visually surround this tense or tight area with your breath, nourishing it. And as you exhale, gently release your breath and release tension. Very nice. Mentally affirm this week's affirmation. I choose peace. Bring to mind the conflict you're managing this week and choose peace. Allow your breath to guide you, calming frazzled nerves. You'll inhale to the count of five, hold your breath to the count of seven, and exhale to the count of nine. On your next inhale, draw your breath inward and upward. hold your breath. Exhale gently through your nose. Inhale, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Continue with this breath for as long as it feels comfortable for you, allowing yourself to absorb these beautiful sensations you've created. You are so worth slowing down for.